All right, so as I said, that was Get a Life by Dafo. Sorry that transition was a little awkward. Still figuring this stuff out. But yeah, we're going to hit a little break for the normal news to play and all that jazz, and then we're going to catch you guys after that. So, yeah.
Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble, round about the records go, in the poison entrails go, a dash of indie, a sprinkle of pop, and the essence of rock and roll, boil now in the charmed pot. Ah, I see my next ingredient has arrived. Hold on to your broomsticks as you're flying into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Creep it locked.
If we continue to consume our natural resources at the rate we do now, by 2050, it could take three Earths to meet our needs. The Earth can't speak up when it needs help, but we can. Be the voice for those who have no voice. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some things to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 13th, join the GSA for a drag ball fundraiser happening in Mills Dining Hall from 12 to 2 p.m. Also happening on Monday, join the Office of Global Education for study abroad tabling happening in Hunt Union Lobby from 2 to 3 p.m. Finally, join Activities Council for a night of Chuck's Comedy Club happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the waterfront. On Tuesday, join Art and Scope for their general meeting happening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in Fine Arts 164. Also happening on Tuesday, join Activities Council for a game of Trivia Tuesday happening in the Red Dragon Theater from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Office for Equity and Inclusion for guest speaker Carmen Perez Jordan presenting Collective Heritage, Honoring the Past, Inspiring the Future. This will be happening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the Great Room of Lee Hall. On Thursday, join the Criminal Justice Club for a game of Jeopardy from 5 to 6 p.m. in Fitz 206. On Friday, join the Activities Council for their general body meeting happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Hunt Union in the Leather Stocking Room. So happening on Friday, join Badminton for their general body meeting happening from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in Chase. On Saturday, join Club Odyssey for their third annual Pumpkin Palooza happening in Miller Plaza from 7 to 10 p.m. On Sunday, be sure to join the Ultimate Frisbee team for their practice happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the intramural fields. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked, everyone.
Alrighty, guys. So welcome to the second hour of our show. We are going to play you our first songs. Today, I'm playing my songs first, and then Nate's going to play his songs. So up first, we have Cannock Chase by Labby Siffrey. Enjoy. Love the song. Very relaxing, some might say.
Of my car with my arms around my guitar, and the rain falls from the roof of the world. Nothing around, just the trees and the ground. There's a bird in a tree singing a song just for me, just for me. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
Alrighty, guys. So that was the first song that we have today. Next up, we have a song from my favorite artist. I think I said this last show, but my favorite artist is Gorillaz. And yeah, we have a song up by Gorillaz. This goes out to Lucas if he's listening, because I know he really likes this song. We have Busted in Blue by Gorillaz.
Does it come from when everything was outside, busted and blue? Out in the universe, through the lithium, busted and blue. Satellite, and I can't get back without you. come from, the ones that connect to us. Weightless, I fall on your body. We're invincible. I'm with you throughout it, Jews. Busted and blue. All my life. All my life. Be my life. All me. I am a satellite. And I can't get back without you.
So that song that just played was Hummingbird by Tim Hill. I absolutely love that song, and I also just, like, I really like Tim Hill. That was the song that we listened to that made us be like, let's play some relaxing music. So I knew I had to play it because something about that song, I could just shut my eyes and just be like, and just, like, I don't know, get taken over. But we got two more songs left for you that are my picks, and then we got some songs up for Nate. I'm going to let them both ride out. So first up, we got These Chains by Midair Thief, and then Yume Utsutsu by Lamp. Yeah, enjoy.
All right, so that was the end of Jesse's segment of music. We're going to move into my section right now. Again, some more relaxing music, more relaxing tunes. The first song we have up is Hanging Lanterns by Kalido. And then after that is El Toro by Bonobo. So let's start relaxing. Thank you. right. So, yeah, I was just about to name the tracks, but I named them before, so there's no point in me naming them again. I mean, that was just El Toro by Bonobo, which is such a good song off the Black Sands album, which is a great album. But next up, we have a song that I actually discovered today because I was trying to find music for relaxing, and people recommended this artist and this album if you really liked Bonobo. So next up, we have Melanin by Tycho or Tycho. I'm not actually sure how you pronounce it. And then after that, we have Quadris de Oro by Pale J. So that was just Quadris de Oro by Pale J. I'm just going to name the final three songs that I have for us today, and then maybe me and Jesse can talk a little more right before the end of our show. But next up, Jesse can correct me if I'm wrong because I'm looking at a different order. But I think it should be, it's Isolation by Ichika Nito, and then Serenity by Hybes, and then Rocky by Still Woozy. So let's keep going.
Getting into, there was a cardboard cut out of a cowboy in the corner pointing his gun in my face. I don't belong here, nobody does, except maybe those old men collecting dust. Why am I not wherever you are? There is no distance that wouldn't be too far, even on opposite sides of the room. I am orbiting you. So come out, come out, wherever you are. I miss you, I miss you, I miss you.
toddlers and their scandalized moms. I want to scream from the bottom of my lungs. I want to scream my throat run. If that
that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Jesse's computer just pooped out, so we can't continue the last two songs that we had, which is it's unfortunate because I had the song that was going to play at the end. I was like, this is a good song to end on, but I don't know. That's just how I guess today is just a day of trials.
Crumbling. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah.
That's well.
But it's a relaxed day.
So it's a relaxed day. Yeah. So you know. I'd rather my trials and tribulations happen on a day where everything is pretty relaxed than on a day where I'm stressed out of my mind and running around.
And then everything happens on top of that.
Yeah, and then you're having like the added stress on top of it. I mean, is there anything you want to specifically talk about right now?
Well, yeah, we were talking about next week. Nate's going home.
Yeah, so I won't be here to
Nate
be on air.
Nate won't be here. And I think I'm going to be rocking in the show with one of our friends, Lucas. I've brought him up a couple times. Not really sure what we're going to talk about yet, but it'll be a good show. We're going to start having guests on also as well with Nate, not just when one of us is gone.
Yeah, it's just that I had planned on going home before we established our like the time we wanted to be on air. So it's just unfortunate timing that's happened. But I mean, like, you know, there's going to be days where like one of us it won't be able to do the show for, you know, different reasons. So might as well start as soon as possible, even though I love, you know, this is only the second episode, but I love doing this show so much.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Listen to our music, talking, just chatting about random stuff, you know?
Yeah. I mean, something that might break my relaxation tomorrow is, I mentioned this earlier, I'm a big football fan. I'm a big football guy. And the Giants, I'm a Giants fan, and the Giants play tomorrow. They play the Broncos at 4, like 4:05, I think, is kickoff. And I'm nervous. I'm very nervous for this game. Only because if anyone who doesn't really watch football, you're probably not going to really care that much about this right now. But, like, I don't know. The Giants are just, like, the league in overall is just, like, wild. Because there's times where I'm just like, yeah, we look good. And then there's other games where I'm like, we look horrendous. Like, we look terrible. And I think that applies to almost every team in the league right now. Like, and the Giants especially. Like, we had a really good game against the Chargers. It was Jackson Dart, who's our new rookie quarterback. It was his first official start. And he looked pretty good that day. Our defense played a lot well. We had, you know, injuries that happened that I think made the game a lot easier for us. But, like, overall, I think it was a great performance by the Giants. And then we lost to the Saints the next week. And the Saints are, like, objectively, like, not the best team right now. They're kind of going through, like, a rebuild process. And they look a lot better than I think a lot of people anticipated. But they're not this powerhouse of a team. And, you know, we did not look. We looked good for a little bit against them. And then we completely, you know, flopped. And then last week we played the Eagles. And we looked amazing. I don't think the Giants have looked that good since we beat the Vikings in that playoff game a couple years ago with Daniel Jones. But yeah, I'm just nervous because the Broncos too are a team that, like, they're up and down. Like, they look really good some days and they look really bad other days.
You can't really tell what they are.
Cannot tell. So yeah, that has me really nervous. Because if we, especially coming off the high that was the performance last week, you know, beating the former Super Bowl champions, division rivals by 2 scores, in what is objectively like a, not a blowout, but like a good solid win. I'm just scared that we're not going to be able to keep momentum going. But I'll find out tomorrow at 4 when they play. And then I'll have other football games up because I'm a fantasy guy too. So I watch as many games as I can. We have a little crazy setup at our house. You know, 4 or 5 games going on at one time.
Yeah, it gets a little, it's a little too much.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
It's nice when there's all, it's nice when it's like Monday or Thursday night, when it's only one game. Although Monday has had doubleheaders the last couple of weeks, which I personally am not a fan of, but yeah. I don't know. I think
that the game starts so late because, like, I just want to go to sleep.
Yeah, East Coast is unfortunate because, like, the night games start at 8:15 usually, which is, like, terrible.
Yeah.
And then, like, when you have doubleheaders, too, like, I think this Monday, like, this upcoming Monday, the Seahawks game, I think it's the Seahawks game, is, like, at, like, 10 o'clock. It starts at 10 at night.
That's terrible.
Because it's 2 West Coast teams, so they're doing it as, like, it starts at 8 o'clock for the West Coast, but, like, or I guess 7 o'clock for the West Coast, but still, that's just, like, that's terrible for over here, yeah. Staying, like, I'm probably gonna have the game on, watch most of it, but I can't remember who the Seahawks play off the top of my head, so there's a chance that it's not a great game, but I think it's supposed to be a good game, I just can't remember who they're playing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I was excited to play those last couple songs.
We'll have to play them on another show. I'm sorry about my computer.
Yeah. Honor of Nate, you could play them next week.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. I don't know what we're doing. I think there was some talk about maybe having a bit of a Beatles day, or Beatles adjacent day.
Because mm-hmm. So, like, Lucas is a huge Beatles guy.
Yeah. So we might be doing something like that. That vibe. You know,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just want to say thanks for listening to our second show. It was honestly a lot of fun again, and we're gonna see you guys next week. Well,
I won't.
Yeah,
I'll tune in though. I'll be on your end of the spectrum.
Yes.
You know, I'll be a listener.
Yeah, but thank you guys very much, and we're gonna see you in a week. And
yeah,
2 weeks for Nate.
Mm-hmm. Keep it locked.
Keep it locked.
Kings wild in my thumb, so much goosebumps. Screw from eight down to your stomach, no discussion. New palette, dip the brushes, get the canvas, let's retouch it. Don't need to be rushing, we can let it breathe. And what you think, oh, I've come into believing it behind when it escapes you. But on the thread and look again, like a triple bed, down and let it go, yeah. And I'll never hold you when you say no. Like a triple bed, down and let it go, yeah. And I'll never hold you.
Price I pay for pop. Give up all I've got. First they think it's odd. until it's not. Price I pay for pop. Give up all I got. First they think it's odd. It's odd until it's not. The price I pay for pop. Give up all I got. First they think it's odd. The price I pay for pop. Give up all I got. First they think it's odd. It's odd until it's not. The price I pay for pop.
Please watch your step before getting onto the boat. It's going to be a little bumpy. My name is Caitlin, and I'll be the captain of today's voyage on the Whale Watching Experience. I will also act as your translator. Yes, you heard that right. Your translator. I can speak whale. Ooh, there's one now. Let's take a listen. It's trying to say hi. Look, it's trying to wave at us. Now it's saying, you're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. That's kind of random, but all right. Uh-oh. It's lifting its flipper. It's too close to the boat. Oh my God, it's gonna splash. Ugh. Keep it locked.
What would you give for a child you loved to make their wish